Let's Get Local is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
It's time for the Dane by Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey, we're back for more stories. And today we're featuring local events coming up. Get that on your radar because it's important to support local business, local organizations, and attend local events. And these are some fun events that we can talk about. You can happen to participate right here. The first event we're going to talk about, you can participate from anywhere in the world. So Chelsea is with us now from the Cap Times to talk about Cap Times Idea Fest. Chelsea, thanks for taking time for us today. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk about the fest.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit. I mean, I think, so it's been around since 2017. It's obviously evolved and changed, and we've gone through the pandemic in line with the fest too. But tell us about a brief overview of what Cap Times Idea Fest is.
Yeah, it's been a ride. I mean, I joined the Cap Times team in July of 2020, so I really know Cap Times Idea Fest best during the pandemic and now beyond, and how it's evolved so much the last few years. But basically, this is what we hope to be known as Wisconsin's premier thought festival. So we really want people to come to the fest to talk about topics and issues that are happening not only in Madison, in our communities, but beyond. This year, making it so different, we're talking about issues and topics beyond and across Wisconsin. So there are going to be an insane amount of sessions, over 24 sessions, 75 speakers across 6 days from September 12th to the 17th. And like you said, a lot of them are virtual. During the pandemic, they were all virtual. Last year, we did a little bit of a hybrid, but this year we're really committing to a full hybrid of in-person sessions that will happen at UW-Madison's Shannon Hall. We'll have some sessions happening at Madison College. We have a social media session that I will be moderating at Leopold's Books Bar Cafe on Regent Street. And then 75 speakers across those 6 days. And a lot of the sessions on the hybrid note, those virtual sessions are free. So all you have to do is register, and you can access any of those virtual sessions online wherever you are. And then those in-person sessions are ticketed. So you want to buy tickets before they sell out. The social media session that's in-person with me at Leopold's is free, so you don't need to buy a ticket for that.
We're talking with Chelsea Duquesne-Jurovic over at, we're talking about the Cap Times Idea Fest. The website is CapTimesIdeaFest.com. So easy to remember. That just sounds like a lot to pull together, Chelsea. How does this even possible? How does Cap Times make this work?
Honestly, this fest is the biggest way the community can support the Cap Times and local journalism in our newsroom. So being that it's our biggest event that we put on that happens throughout the year, because we do a couple other smaller events, we start working on this. Our publisher, Paul Fanlon, Chris Murphy, our managing editor, and the rest of the team, we start working on this year round. So it's like 6 months ago, we start planning. It's almost beyond that. It's almost as soon as the fest ends, we start planning right away. It's a full team commitment. Sessions are moderated by not only national speakers, but a lot of the Cap Times journalists as well. And I do want to plug that our big speakers this year are Carl Bernstein from one of the two journalists from the Washington Post who broke the Watergate news, and U.S. Rep. Jamie Raskin. Those are kind of our two biggest speakers this year. But like I said, it's a full team effort that the Cap Times journalists and the sales team, everybody is like all in. So yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's the biggest way people can support the Cap Times and local journalism from us.
We're talking about Cap Times Idea Fest. Again, the website is CapTimesIdeaFest.com. You can purchase tickets right there. You can learn more. There's an article that's been written as well. It gives you a pretty good overview. The full list isn't released quite yet, but that is coming soon, I'm sure. I think that's listed on the website too. So you can check that out again, CapTimesIdeaFest.com. We're talking with Chelsea right now about that. Chelsea, let's just talk about this. The importance, I think. You mentioned you had speakers, you had Bob Woodward, right? And now you've got another person that was involved in the Watergate, basically making that Watergate, putting light on the situation. And then we're seeing all of the misinformation and all of the challenges. And so good journalism, supporting good journalism is really important because that's how we can get information, correct quality information, facts to the public. So I really encourage people to support the Cap Times.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely the goal here. We want to not only provide this unique festival, talking a range of topics. I mean, there's cooking events, there's music events, there's more lighthearted sessions, but there's a lot of the sessions, like you're saying, that really dive into the facts. And we are bringing the sources to Madison. These, you know, Carl Bernstein's, Jamie Raskin's, who are in DC and New York, and we're bringing them here to Madison so that that the community can see them up close and personal, and hear what they're talking about the issues and how the news in Madison and Wisconsin is changing, and how the Cap Times works year round to bring you that news. But this event really connects you firsthand with the speakers and those topics.
And the statewide approach too, because this is information that affects everybody in our state, so it's important to get it all the way around. I love that kind of broadening the focus of it. The other thing that is clear and evident as I look back on last year, on 2020, on different topics that you had with Cap Times Idea Fest, is that you're very focused on what's happening now. What are the things that are happening now? What are the things that are in the near future that are changing, that are evolving? So social issues, really important, affecting so many of us. Other issues that need to be talked about and need to be brought to light. And not just attention of people here in Madison, but people around the state.
Yeah, absolutely. We hope that we're highlighting these serious issues, the important issues. One of the like the Madison College session, we're calling it Rising Tide on the South Side. Not that this is an issue, but that this is a part of the community that people need to pay attention to. And we're bringing a panel together of people like Ruben Anthony, Reverend Alex Gee, Vanessa McDowell, Karen Menendez Collar. These are people in our community that the state needs to know about, because it's so pivotal to see what's happening here in Madison, how that affects the state, and how the topics that these panelists are discussing are so important. So we hope that really like connects everybody full circle of it's more than just reading about what's going on. And now they can talk to the people in these sessions. They can engage with them, meet them, to get even more connected.
We're talking with Chelsea about the Cap Times Idea Fest. Again, website CapTimesIdeaFest.com. Highlighting the South Side. I absolutely love that. There's been so much happening on the South Side that's good, and we know for such a long time it's been kind of a neglected part of Madison. So the fact that these things are taking place, there's advancements being made in our community, I think is great that you guys are putting more light on that too.
Yeah, I mean, every year we really try to listen to the community's feedback and previous ticket buyers, their feedback of what kind of sessions they want to see, what are we not including in Idea Fest that should be. And obviously, we're just trying to do our best to shed light on everything we can that needs it, that deserves it, the conversations we should be having. The Carl Bernstein Watergate session is going to be really interesting. That's going to be at Memorial Union's Great Hall, and that's just an evening with Carl Bernstein and David Moranis. They're just going to be talking about the political climate currently. He has a book that just came out, Chasing History, A Kid in the Newsroom. Actually, I don't know if it's out yet. I think it's out. I should look that up. But they're going to talk about that book. You can get the book signed. But, you know, so it's so cool to be part of something that highlights all of the issues, topics, fun things, cooking events, music that are so locally focused. And then we're bringing in people like Carl Bernstein and David Moranis to have these conversations about the nation, but how that affects Madison and Wisconsin. How what role do we play in all these things? Obviously, with the election coming up, it's Wisconsin is like everybody's looking at us and trying to like how people are voting, what the climate's going to look like.
You're right. Wisconsin is going to be definitely we have their attention on us once again.
But I guess
as the November elections come up. Chelsea, I don't know if maybe you can cut your video for a second. The Zoom is getting a little unstable there for a second. I want to make sure we can hear everything and our listeners can hear what you have to say as we close this. But yeah, it's just Wisconsin's going to have a lot of attention on us, and we have a lot of great ideas here, and that's why the Idea Fest is bringing that to light. So Chelsea, tell people before we have to run again the timing of the event and then how they can participate and take in some of this good information.
Yes. So Cap Times Idea Fest is going to be happening September 12th through the 17th. It is both virtual events that are free online. You just have to register. In-person sessions are happening across Madison. You just got to buy tickets to those. You can both buy tickets, get more information, register for those free events at captimesideafest.com. And I'll plug the fun things happening this year with we're collabing with Young Blood Beer Company to make a Cap Times Idea Fest beer. So we all know we need a beer every now and then to get through the day. but we're super excited about that. And you can buy that at Young Blood's tap room closer to the fest.
That is Chelsea Wisco on some socials as well. You can find her, but also just check it out at CapTimesIdeaFest.com. Chelsea, thanks for telling us about it. It's coming up in September. Buy tickets now. Head to CapTimesIdeaFest.com. Chelsea, thanks for what you do, and tell the team hello over there at Cap Times.
Jason, thank you. I will. Thank you so much.
We'll be back on the other side of the break. You're listening to us on 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM. This is Let's Get Local. Hey, welcome back in to the big show. You're listening to Let's Get Local on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, also WTTN 1580 AM. We're at the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, right on University Ave. Great to learn about Idea Fest with Chelsea. Again, check it out. That's coming up September 12th through the 17th. So many opportunities to participate, visit different spots around Madison, but also take things in virtually if that's more convenient for you. So lots of great stuff. Head to CapTimesIdeaFest.com. Next week, actually in a few days, Thursday the 18th, we've got another event to talk about, and that's with Dane by Local, where you can eat local, drink local, and support local. So let's bring in Megan right now from DBL. Okay, so that's not happening at the moment. We'll get that straightened out for DBL to talk about the event. I'll get that straightened out and be right back.
Hello, I'm Sue Peck with Evolution Financial. Have you found yourself at that tipping point where you realize your finances have become just a bit too complicated? Or maybe you have so much on your plate and you'd love to focus on and support the passions that are most important to you. If you're looking for a local, independent, fee-only, fiduciary financial advisor, contact me, Sue Peck, CFP professional with Evolution Financial. Search online for Evolution Financial Madison.
Evolution Financial is a registered investment advisor with the state of Wisconsin.
If you think you need a home inspection, you probably do. Hi, I'm Todd Osborne of Orion Inspections. And buyers, sellers, and even flippers, I'm talking to you. Knowledge is power when it comes to real estate transactions. You'll get an image-packed, searchable, digital, printable report of the condition of the house, things to keep an eye on, any safety issues or defects, and the knowledge to make smart, informed decisions. Your instinct is telling you to get an inspection, and instincts are usually right. Learn more or schedule today at orioninspections.com.
Hi, everyone. Listen to the Matt McNeil Show weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7 and WTTN 1580 AM. 1 hour every weekday where we'll talk about all sorts of things like politics, especially with what's going on right now, plus other things too. Parenting, the arts, religion, music, beer. If it matters to Wisconsin and Minnesota, we'll talk about it. Phone calls are welcome at 952-946-6205. For 1 hour each day, come see the train chimp, the Matt McNeil Show, 3 p.m. weekday afternoons right here on Devil Radio 92.7 and WTTN 1580 AM.
President Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election.
Collectively, Republicans got 1.661 million votes, 51,000 more votes than Trump got.
He exhausted his cases. He exhausted the court challenges.
All the Republicans voted for Trump the way they voted for the assembly candidates. He would have won.
It was not rigged. It was not stolen. Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. It's really clear.
This message was paid for by the People for People People Corporation. Donate online at p4ppc.org.
Aho, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaty violations, protecting the water, and COVID in our Native communities. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with us through our struggles, victories, and achievements. Join us weeknights from 6 to 7 p.m. Alliant Energy is a proud sponsor of Native Roots Radio.
Hey, Brad from Zero Res Madison here. What's the best way to clean your carpet? Well, not surprisingly, it's the same way you clean your clothes. You wouldn't clean a dirty shirt by running a white cloth over the top of it, nor would you try to get it clean by sprinkling chemicals and rubbing it in. For a real clean, you need hot water, agitation, and a cleaning agent, just like your laundry. For a fresh, healthy clean with no residue, call Zero Res Madison or schedule online. Zero Res, spell it forward or backward, it's the right way to clean.
Listen to your favorite political talkers no matter where you are. 92.7 FM in Madison and Eastern Dade County. 1580 AM Columbus, north of Madison, and for daytime east-west commutes on I-94. 101 FM in the Shaw. And 540 AM covering eastern Wisconsin all day and covering the Milwaukee Metro, the Wild Counties, Racine, and Kenosha 24-7. Download the free Devil Radio app for your smartphone and take both stations with you everywhere. No excuses, just listen.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mike Lindell, the My Pillow guy, explains why God kicked Trump out of the White House.
Oh,
this is a spiritual battle of epic proportions.
What?
There's going to be so many people coming to Jesus. It is Devil Radio, man. Suck it, God, in this case. Please don't strike me dead with lightning, God. So, you know, I'm just doing it for the show's sake.
Yeah, right, right.
Work with me
it's
on this.
It's all an act. You're hurting God right now, Rudy.
From Wanakee to McFarland, 92.7 FM is essential radio to get you through the pandemic.
Hey, we're back here at the studio. Let's see if we can check with Megan right now about Eat Local, Give Local.
From some other people here in the second half of the program, but maybe you can help set the table for everyone, pun intended, about Eat Local, Give Local.
That was a good one. Eat Local, Give Local is annual event that Dane by Local hosts. We have a presenting sponsor of Isthmus Eye Care this year, along with a supporting sponsor of Monona Bank. The intent of this event is just to encourage as many people as possible in the community to go out and get something to drink, get something to eat at local food and beverage businesses. And I say that because usually we focus specifically on restaurants, but due to COVID, that climate has changed around food and beverage. There's ghost kitchens, there's community kitchens, there's food trucks, there's people that are cooking in their homes and baking within their homes. So there are a lot of options out there now, and we want to make sure people are recognizing that there are many options. There are a lot of small business owners, and they need your support right now, especially as grants and loans are coming due after COVID. Relief has run, you know, that time period has passed, and so people are going to need as much support as possible in those small businesses.
I think one thing the pandemic has done for a lot of us, as we've kind of embraced technology, different work schedules, all kinds of things, but we already had a hectic paced life. So many of us are finding it a little bit more challenging to make our own meals. And so this event to me is a great way to explore local businesses, local restaurants, where maybe when you need to get that food that night out, you've got some in your back pocket because you checked them out at Eat Local, Give Local, and you know how great they are.
That's a really good point. And I would say one of the things that we work on with a lot of our business owners is, and the community, is rethinking what they expect of businesses after COVID. Restaurants and food businesses can't all afford to stay open the hours they used to due to low staffing, and they can't just bridge over the gaps of when they're just, we have staff there, but it's okay if we don't make any, we'll make it up over lunch hour. You know, some of those things don't exist anymore, or at least for now. And so until then, we all have to modify our thinking. And as consumers, we need to start thinking everything's not at our fingertips anymore. And one of the things that's nice about Eat Local, Give Local is if you go on the website, all the businesses that are participating have put their hours and locations for the day. So if it is a food truck, the location's there and the hours they're open, which guarantees you're going to be able to get there at a time when they're open, which right now we all have to do a little extra research. If we don't have time to make dinner, we do have to take the time to look up the hours that day of that business. And that's just where we're at in life. And this kind of shortcuts that for a day, which is very nice.
I do love that. Again, that's at danebylocal.com. You can find out more about the event coming up on August.
What a great event coming up. Again, Eat Local, Give Local on August 18th. We'll take a quick little music prelude here, and then we'll come back and talk with some of our participants in Eat Local, Give Local. Be back here in just a second. Continue our conversation about Eat Local, Give Local. Again, the event participating more than 40 area restaurants and establishments participating with food, drink, and so much more that you can experience just getting out to those local establishments. If you can visit, spend some time there, that's wonderful. Also, the opportunity to, you know, take out, pick up items, delivery, all of that is on the table. And 10% of the sales, all these businesses have agreed to 10% of the sales being donated back to support Dane by Local and their efforts to support local businesses and nonprofits. So it's really wonderful. All you have to do is get out in the area, head to danebylocal.com, and you can see the full list. You just click on the Eat Local, Give Local event on the homepage, and you can see the full list of participating businesses where you can visit, enjoy great food and drink, and give back at the same time. We have a couple of guests coming up here to talk about it. First, I was able to catch up with Dino of Divino here in Madison to find out about his wine bar. So let's bring Dino on the program now. In just a second, we'll get to Dino, and that's part of the fun. Yes, we're getting to Dino here and his interview. I had to pre-record this one because Dino was unavailable today. He's very busy, but great to talk with him. Now Dino is waiting, and we will get a chance to connect with him and find out about how he and his restaurant are participating in Eat Local, Give Local coming up on the 18th. I'm doing excellent and happy to talk with you. One, because I haven't heard of your restaurant before, so I'm glad to learn about it and share that with our listeners. But also we get a chance to mention Eat Local, Give Local, and you being involved in that event. So first off, let's kind of talk about your restaurant, where it is and what it is.
Okay, well, we are located at 116 King Street, across the street from the Majestic Theater and next to Woof's, in the lovely downtown First Settlement District, which is the apparently the hot place to be right now in Madison for food and drinks. My concept started probably when I was a little kid watching my grandmother cook and my great-grandmother cook, and apparently it stuck because here I am at the ripe old age of 62 owning a restaurant cooking all of the fare that I watched my grandparents cook as a little kid, which is really interesting with the current promo with the, you know, buy local, eat local. My grandmother, my great grandmother was an avid gardener and was often spotted on the side of the road picking wild vegetables and cooking what the earth gave up as a bounty. And here I am, you know, now shopping at the farmers markets and doing all that good stuff.
Love that. And it's such something I find so often is, you know, family has a big influence on us as we find passions in our life. And that clearly was the case with you. Tell us a little bit more about how you decided to create this restaurant right here in Madison. What else drove you to do that?
Well, we own Wolf's Next Door, and we've been there for 16 years, and the space next door to us here became available, and the landlord said, that would be great if you expanded your bar. And I said, no, actually, it'd be really nice if I put in the Italian Chicchetti Bar of my dreams, which was concepted as a place to come for a glass of wine and a small plate of appetizers. We opened 2 weeks before COVID. And when COVID hit, it changed everything, obviously, and it also changed the whole intent of the restaurant. So instead of being a communal space where you would share plates with your friends, we were forced to put people 6 feet apart and limit the number of diners. So I started cooking all sorts of Italian comfort food and doing meatballs and lasagna and all that sort of food that I grew up on, and started doing a to-go business. So when the COVID restrictions were lifted and we were able to have a streetery and whatnot, we stuck with our fine dining and have refined that and expanded that. And now we are, according to OpenTable's poll last month, Wisconsin, one of Wisconsin's top five Italian restaurants.
We're talking with Dino over at Divino Madison. The website is Divino, D-V-I-N-O, Madison.com. Learning all about the restaurant and how they're participating in Eat Local, Give Local, and what they bring to the community in downtown Madison. Dino, you mentioned, you know, how you've kind of evolved over the last couple of years, and when the pandemic started, how drastically that changed your business after you just opened. So where do you see things now as you move on through this year and as we're coming into the fall? You know, how do you see the restaurant and the wine bar evolving?
Well, we are now serving roughly between 40 and 60 diners a night, much different than I anticipated when we started this. We are doing a full fine dining fare with nightly specials and a basic menu. Business is booming. Customers, I think, are enjoying being out in the world again and, you know, getting out and seeing friends and celebrating. We're, of course, faced with the ever popular staffing issues like everybody else in town. So, you know, with that said, we do a pretty good job of making sure everybody's fed and happy.
And I know listeners can't see this because we're on the radio, but a big thing about restaurants and establishments when you go to a place is the atmosphere, the ambiance. Describe a little bit of what you see inside your inside Divino.
So one of the things that I've been fortunate enough to hang on to are photographs of my family. And having met everybody that's hanging up on the walls, I was lucky enough to have my great grandmother live until she was 102. So I was able to actually create an environment that has pictures of my grandparents, my great grandparents, my mother, you know, the important influencers, not only in my cooking, but in my life. So every day when I come to work, I get to walk in and see all of, you know, my relatives there smiling at me, or lately my grandmother's picture keeps falling off the wall. So apparently she's trying to tell me something, but it's a kind of an upscale environment, but still casual. I like it to feel like you've come to my house for dinner. We just happen to have waiters that take the plates away for you.
We're talking with Dino, excuse me, at Divino, downtown Madison, King Street. Dino, tell us about Eat Local, Give Local. I know most times we have reservations for your wine bar. Is it do people have to make reservations on August 18th to participate? How is that working for you on August 18th?
We do take reservations, and typically we can seat, like I said, about 40 to 60 people a night, depending on how large the parties are. And we usually take reservations for about half of that, so that it allows people that are just out enjoying the streeteries and whatnot to stumble upon us. get captured in by the music and the smells, and then still join us for dinner without a reservation. We find that folks walking down the street tend to be looking more for the experience that we offer than just as a place to go for dinner. So that day we will be featuring a number of items from the local farmers market. I hit the Wednesday farmers market here downtown, and I have my favorite, of course, my favorite tomatoes and beans and zucchinis and flowers that I'll be featuring. One of my vendors that I've been with for probably since we started the restaurant is Don's Produce, and I'm always there picking the tomatoes for all of our dishes. We also then hit the farmers market at Hilldale for a couple of different specialties and my tamales for lunch, and then I come back down on Saturday mornings and get filled up again with produce from various stands. So it's great because I get to just walk over from the restaurant. We're about two blocks away. And I've got a great rapport with a number of the stands, so they see me coming and know what I'm looking for. And we have a nice morning, a little chat over the fresh produce, and then off to work.
We're talking with Dino Macchiani from Divino. It's the website divinomadison.com. So Dino, we want people to come to your restaurant on the 18th. We want them to come to your restaurant other days too. What are the best ways to keep up with you, find out information about your menu, and also, you know, in terms of availability and setting a reservation if they want? Is it best through the website, or they follow you on social media? What's the best way?
Well, we are definitely on social media. So Facebook, Instagram, OpenTable is the best way to make a reservation, which, like I said, we do limit online reservations to about half. So if you are trying to make a reservation and it tells you we're not available, just give us a call after 5 o'clock and we can fill up the spots if there are any available. The website will keep you abreast of various menu offerings and changes and specials, but the social media changes on a daily basis. We like to post our specials, so depending on what I find at the market that day, we'll do special dishes that feature different produce and whatnot, and those will always be featured on our social media pages.
I love it. I love the some of that fun surprise as well that you can find, very timely menu. And you can tell that you're passionate about what you do. So looking forward to learning more and visiting Divino here. Head to divinomadison.com to learn more. Thanks so much for your time today, Dino.
You bet. Thank you.
Eat Local, Give Local is August 18th. Again, just to remind you, you're listening to Let's Get Local, sponsored in part by Evolution Financial. Check out Sue and evolutionfinplan.com and her services. We'll be back on the other side of the break for our final segment with Pio of Delta Beer Lab. Catch you in a minute. Segment here on Let's Get Local for this week. Glad to have you along for the ride, talking about Cap Time's Idea Fest to open the show, and now Eat Local, Give Local, the second half of the program. Just heard from Dino at Divino Madison on King Street. Really excited to feature his business and have them be a part of Eat Local, Give Local on August 18th. Another friend that we have is Pia over at Delta Beer Lab. Pio over at Delta Beer Lab is also participating this year. So, Pio, how are you doing? Glad to talk with you again.
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. I'm glad to catch up with you. And really glad, too, that you're participating in Eat Local, Give Local this year for Dame by Local. We will get to that here in just a second. But before we do that, let's remind people about Delta Beer Lab, where you're located, and what you're doing here in our community.
Yeah, Delta Beer Lab is located just south of the Beltline at Rimrock Road. We are a craft brewery, so we produce all the beer on site, have a pretty large tap room. We also self-distribute all around the Dane County area. So our products are in the markets, grocery stores, liquor stores, and a whole bunch of bars and restaurants all around town. So when you talk about eat local, give local, we are local.
I think they wanted to add drink local in the title of the event, but then it became too long, you know, so they had to kind of consolidate a little bit. But I'm really glad to have you involved in that. Tell us a little bit about this event for Dame by Local. Part of it is, you know, helping raise money for Dame by Local with 10% of the proceeds going back to the organization. But this event was established by the group to really highlight our local establishments. So it's nice to have so many involved.
Madison area is often considered a foodie location. And you know, we have as many breweries per capita as a lot of big beer cities around the country. Flavors are really what, I might be stealing this from Little John's or something, but flavors fuel our community, you know? And it's so much fun to be able to go out to different places every week, whether it's food or drink, craft cocktails or beer. You know, there's so much opportunity here, so many creative entrepreneurs. And this event gives us an opportunity to highlight each other and welcome more folks through our doors and really support the community in general. It's not just about one organization, one business, one spot. It's about the whole network. What makes us strong.
Yeah, I love that collaborative effort and your spirit in that. Now, you mentioned your tap room before. It's not only pretty big, but it's also fun, right? Tell people about that if they haven't experienced it.
We're really good up here, if I do say so myself. But the venue is set up like a science lab, whether, you know, high school, college, whenever you took chemistry, you'll get flashbacks to that era for sure. But we wanted to have a social laboratory where people could get together, exchange ideas, maybe disagree and learn from each other and also have fun. So actually coming up next Tuesday, we do it once a month on the third Tuesday of the month. We have Drag Queen Bingo with Kendra Banks, a long dear friend of ours. So she'll be out there rolling bingo balls and giving out prizes as well. And then every week we do trivia with Premier Trivia, another local business. I actually play softball with the owner. And then, you know, weekends are full of group events, whether it's before or after somebody's wedding or a birthday getting celebrated. There's a lot of opportunity in different spaces in our facility where people can gather.
And you mentioned, I mean, there's a lot of fun activities. Like you mentioned, you've been supportive of, you know, the Fitchburg Chamber and other events you've been hosting. I know there's more on that front coming up soon. One thing I noticed on your website, though, was the National LGBT Chamber of Commerce designation. So why was it important for Delta Beer Lab to have that affiliation?
That's a really great question. Thanks for noticing that. Delta is primarily owned by myself and my business partner, Speedy. Both of us identify as LGBTQ+. And we set out to have a facility, a space, a brand that was inclusive of everybody. And actually in our mission, regardless of gender, race, or sexual orientation. You know, when you walk into the tap room, there are signs, there's some rainbows around, but it's not, it's an inclusive space for all people. We just took the opportunity to highlight our identity and set up structures so that other folks would feel welcome as well. Our restrooms are gender neutral. Each one of the door, full length doors, has a different color on it. Not for the rainbow particularly, but like, everybody should have the same accommodation and feel comfortable. We actually have a lot less waiting in line because you choose a door and you go in it. That's all that matters. And so, you know, we didn't set out to make change in that regard. A lot of our mission is based on change, but the amount of feedback and popularity of those bathrooms is kind of astounding. And there's some political codes, some laws that need to change so that we can have more gender neutral bathrooms around our community, around the state, and all throughout the country.
Absolutely love it.
I don't know how we ended up getting to talk about bathrooms.
Hey, well, we're talking about eating and drinking, and eventually, you know, that's where it leads. But anyway, maybe that's my terrible segue there. But Pio, so here's what I wanted to say about you and your business is that I absolutely love the fact that you have taken that approach. And I find the more I talk to local business owners and entrepreneurs is that, you know, someone has to lead, someone has to take up the charge. And a lot of times that example needs to be set. So you and your team being one of the leaders in that regard, I absolutely think it's wonderful and I applaud you for it.
I certainly appreciate that.
So Pio, we're talking a little bit more about, you know, Delta Beer Lab, but also Eat Local, Give Local here coming up on August 18th. You do have, you mentioned there's a lot of craft brewers in the area. What sets Delta Beer Lab apart?
Our focus is a little bit more on traditional beer styles. We've set out to make recognizable beer consistently and with the highest quality. So we're not necessarily the experimental brewery in town. Although we actually have a cucumber mint kolsch coming out that is, it's actually really tasty. And then we make fruited sour beers and do some barrel aging, but really paying attention to the community of craft beer drinkers and what folks want. Our best selling beers are New England IPA. IPAs are everywhere. Golden Ale, also, it's a lighter beer. We get a lot of feedback for our amber and our porter. So they're pretty traditional styles, but they're with great quality, and folks in our consumers know the quality that they can get whenever they pick up a Delta Beer Lab can. So that's probably what sets us apart from a production standpoint. But our mission and our no tipping model, where when people do tip, we donate all those tips to a different nonprofit partner each month. Our collaboration with the Black is Beautiful beer, which has, in the last 3 years, we've donated over $35,000 to most recently Urban Triage, Nehemiah, and then Freedom Inc. was the first partner we had in that program. It's second nature to us to make sure that we take care of the community that takes care of us. We set out to make sure that business, to show that business can do well and do good at the same time. And we live that every day.
Yeah, it's in your motto, crafting beer, crafting change. And again, leading by example. So I think I love what you guys do. I'm a huge fan. Love having you on the program and catching up with you. Again, August 18th, you can head over to Delta Beer Lab as one of the places you can visit and should visit, not just on the 18th, other days too, of course. Pio, what else should we tell people about what's coming up for you here before the summer ends? Because I know we got a little bit of August left here.
Yeah, speaking of the NGLCC or the LGBTQ plus community, we are welcomed back into the Magic Festival again this year. It's coming back to Warner Park on Sunday, August 21st from 1 to 6 p.m. It's open to everybody, but we'll definitely celebrate our community. There'll be live music, drag show, a ton of vendors. I think the list has over 100 different vendors set up in the park, and Delta is the exclusive beverage of the event, where we are giving all the retail proceeds back to Outreach Community Center, which is the organization setting it up. And they do so much great work for marginalized folks in our community and put on a really, really fun program. The last time we got to do this was 2019. So we're glad it's back. Come on out Sunday, August 21st to Warner Park. Enjoy some beer and celebrate our community.
Thanks for the reminder on that. We did talk with Steve a month or so ago on the program about it. Outreach, what a great organization, our community too. A great organization as well, Delta Beer Lab. The website is delta.beer, delta.beer. They have swag, they have great beer, they have food. August 18th, eat local, give local. Thanks for your time, Pio. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That's our friend Pio from Delta Beer Lab. Always good to talk with him. Again, the event for Dane by Local coming up on Thursday, August 18th. Eat local, give local. Head to danebylocal.com right now, and you can learn all about the 40-plus businesses in the area that are all participating. So you can go out, enjoy great food and drink, and at the same time, enjoy some time, some quiet time maybe, some different spaces than you've been in before, and support local businesses across our land just by participating, just by eating and drinking for a little bit of good and a little give back. It's some really good stuff. So I would encourage you to participate, eat local, give local, and also IdeaFest. Thanks so much for Chelsea for joining us for the first part of the program to talk about CapTime's IdeaFest, tackling some big issues in our community, bringing up the relevant and important information. Man, I love that event too, and there are virtual options. There's in-person events. Check out that at CapTimesIdeaFest.com. One more shout out for our sponsor of the program, Evolution Financial, Supec. Thank you so much. EvolutionFinPlan.com. You can find out more about her. You're listening to us on 92.7 FM, Devil Radio, and also WTTN 1580 AM. Outside the Pizza Box is up next.